This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Sarah Miras from Opera Grand Rapids. We're going to be chatting about the opera as well as their upcoming performance of Don Giovanni coming up February 8th and 9th at DeVos Performance Hall. How are you doing today, Sarah?
I'm doing wonderful today.
So Don Giovanni's coming up February 8th and 9th at DeVos Hall. What's Don Giovanni about, and what can folks expect from the performance?
Well, Don Giovanni is an amazing story that is really, it's the Don Juan story. It's the story of the unrelenting seducer.
Okay.
The rake, as you may like to call him. He has a man, his servant, who follows him around the world. And they even sing about it. He seduced over 2,000 women. So that's pretty much what the story's about, his character.
Okay.
And he gets himself into a little bit of trouble when he kills one of his conquest's fathers.
Okay. And what can folks expect for the performance?
Well, we have an amazing cast of seven national opera singers, many of whom have performed this role at other larger opera companies. Some of them are performing with the Met even this season. We have bringing all those folks. They're arriving this weekend at the Opera Center, and we'll begin rehearsing. It's just an amazing ensemble show where you have lots of voices, and Mozart is very well known for that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we even have a Michigan State graduate, Sean Davis, who will be playing the role of Donna Anna,
okay.
who's the main love interest in the story. So we have a Michigander coming home to sing this role.
Okay. Now, how many of the other performers are from Grand Rapids?
Primarily, it would be just the members of the Grand Rapids Symphony who
okay.
we engage for each one of our performances, as well as our professional regional chorus.
Okay.
And that's, I think there's about 40 singers in this chorus.
Okay. And where can folks get tickets, and how much?
Absolutely. We do try to keep things affordable. Tickets start at just $21.
Mm-hmm.
They can visit the Opera Center on 1320 East Fulton during business hours, or Ticketmaster is another great way, or of course operagr.com.
Now, how long has Opera Grand Rapids been around? How did the seeds get planted?
Well, we actually kind of grew out of the same seed pod as the symphony and the ballet,
really?
Which was St. Cecilia Music Society.
Okay.
We've been not necessarily always known as Opera Grand Rapids. At one point, it was the West Michigan Opera Association, et cetera, et cetera. But we've been in business since 1967, doing professional opera in West Michigan.
Okay. Now, I know you mentioned the chorus. Now, if community members want to get involved, be part of the opera, is there an audition process? How's that work?
There is. We actually do auditions each August, and our chorus consists of about 200 regional voices that we choose for the particular needs of each opera. So there are plenty of opportunities for local people to get involved with singing professional opera through that audition process each August.
And looking ahead to May, you have La Traviata coming up May 3rd and 4th. What can folks look forward to that with that performance?
Well, yeah, La Traviata is the Pretty Woman opera.
Okay.
In fact, in the movie Pretty Woman, he takes Juliet Roberts to the opera, which is La Traviata.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the opera about a courtesan who falls in love and moves to the country, only to return to Paris and die of TB. It's one of those. It's got one of the best endings of opera. She sings this amazing aria as she passes away. It's a beautiful grand opera that is just very Verdi.
And that's going to be at DeVos Hall as well, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you also have the Betty Van Andel Center on Fulton. Now, do you guys do performances there, or is that just strictly for rehearsals?
Well, at this point, it's strictly for rehearsal, but we do host some smaller events here. We have a children's opera studio. We have a collegiate vocal competition, classes for parents to sing with children called Sing With Me. So the center at this point is used primarily for rehearsals of these operas at DeVos Hall.
Mm-hmm.
and for educational events.
Okay, and I think that was recognized for its green building, is that correct?
Yes, we're very proud that we are the only green or LEED certified opera rehearsal facility in the
awesome.
Country.
Awesome.
And we built on a brownfield, so
okay.
It makes us even happier.
Oh, even better. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Sarah Mirrors from Opera Grand Rapids. They have Don Giovanni coming up February 8th and 9th, 7:30 at DeVos Performance Hall. Thank you so much for joining me, Sarah.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great morning.
You too.